Last week, the Airdrie Food Bank put out an emergency call for donations as the need for local food support has grown. However, it's not just the need that has grown, but also the fact that the amount of food donations coming in has diminished. These two factors combined have led to the current crisis. Donor fatigue is real. When there is so much need out there, and the asks keep coming in, it is easy to see why people just want to tune it all out sometimes. It's a natural human response to an overwhelming circumstance. Not to mention, food costs have increased for everyone, leaving fewer resources in people's pockets to give to others. That is the current situation, and it is easy to listen to that little voice in your head that says, "Let somebody else deal with it this time. I am tired." But we have to try to ignore that little voice, and think of others who are suffering far worse than we. Much of the food bank demand in Airdrie and area is driven by young, working-class families with children. They would not be turning to the food bank if there was any other choice. No one goes willingly to these types of social agencies to ask for help. They are going because there is a desperate need. Faced with overwhelming bills and debts, skyrocketing rent and ever-increasing food costs, pride is not an option. You do what you have to do for your kids in the short term, so hopefully in the long term they will enjoy a better life than you did. We would urge everyone who can to make an effort this week to give something to the food bank. It might be only one thing extra you have to buy alongside your other groceries to feed someone else's family. If every person does that, it lowers the burden for everyone else and reduces the inclination toward donor fatigue for those who have given. Let's all take care of each other out there.